to settle it down. They're only kids, but they're married now. Let's follow the lights, follow the crowd. Baby, we gotta get out. Let's get out of this town. I want an ocean view. Somewhere, as long as I'm next to you, I don't care. I don't wanna live my life in circles. I just wanna find an empty road. Let's get away from here.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, you get rain one day, snow the next day, and we all journeyed here through the weather for you guys because we care so much. It's, you know, it's love, really, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Will, Sam, and Sam in the Morning. As usual, I'm Sam Anthony. Alongside me is Samuel Elizabeth Ference and William Robert Camilleri. We, you know, we got a great show for you. Will is rocking his Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl LII Champions sweatshirt, shirt, long sleeve shirt.
It's like an in between. It's like half a sweatshirt, half a long sleeve.
It looks very really comfortable.
Know. It is, because it's not as thick as a, like a crew neck sweatshirt, but it's not as thin as like a regular long sleeve. So I keep a shirt on underneath just to be safe.
There we go. It's a, you know, again, style updates from Will Camilleri.
Oh, I'm wearing Mickey Mouse socks.
Oh,
yeah.
I have Deadpool and Spider-Man socks on.
I have Deadpool socks, too.
Ladies, oh, he's available. Match.
He is. This is true.
Wow. I didn't think he'd just be like, that's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if there's, you know, one female that listens to this show, you know, just come meet Will and Ramos, 10 a.m. right after the show.
Yes.
He'll buy you
Tuesday,
a bagel.
Thursday. He will. He'll buy you a bagel.
Maybe
I'm
a coffee
over on my meal plan, yeah.
He'll tell you you're pretty.
You gonna buy me my breakfast then this morning, buddy?
I don't know. Maybe if you do something for me.
Tell him he's pretty. Tell him he's pretty.
Will, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right, you're gonna get your breakfast sandwich.
All right, there we are.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, you know, for anyone, again, do we need to advertise that at all the commercial breaks? Will is single. He please meet him at Romo's.
Yes, sure.
He'll buy you a bagel. We'll have like a cool little jingle with it too.
Yeah, I'll be there to sign autographs.
Will Camilleri's not really
it.
I like it. We're at a good spot right now. Me and Sam are gonna workshop this, and it'll be ready for Thursday.
Will it be ready for Thursday? Though?
Look, he's like 75% of the way there. Dude, yeah, is it true? Hey, remember what remember what Sam's Tinder bio used to say?
Oh, what was it?
Do girls like a guy who can sing?
Yeah, is that true?
Remember we messaged that one girl and sent her that whole video of you singing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, that was...
She was a fan.
She was a fan.
But she had no idea who you were because it was messaging her on my Tinder account. So
yeah, that's okay.
It was just weird.
Hey, Sam, you get the names confused.
Yeah, I know. It's close. Right. Close enough.
Close enough.
All right. So you know what, Will? We're gonna talk about what you probably want to talk about first off, because I'm sure you were watching the national championship
hockey
game last night. Oh my God, you know what you would think.
Yeah.
But the season's over, unfortunately.
Army sport is Will gonna latch onto next? Let's see.
Well, lacrosse lost, so that's a bummer. But I was gonna talk about the national championship.
Men's or women's lost?
Men's.
Men's. Women's didn't play. They played Wednesday.
All right, let's talk about the national championship.
Yeah, you know what? That went exactly the way I thought it would. Michigan had never beaten a top five seed going into this game. They were the first team ever to do that. And to me, like the fact that they were even competing at the beginning was amazing because Villanova was a way better team. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the, you know, AP Player of the Year. You have Jay Wright, who, I mean, no offense to Michigan's coach, but Jay Wright's a phenomenal coach. I heard, I think it was one Shining podcast. I was like, he's finally made it into the tier of multi-championship head coaches. You know, for years, everyone was kind of like, Jay Wright's not that good. He's overrated. He should be fired. And here he is with his second national title in 3 years. And that team's really good. Like, you could see a lot of those guys come back. And how about the, what's his name? DiVincenzo. Yeah, DiVincenzo off the bench.
27 points?
Yeah, in the
32,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he finished with.
I stopped watching after it was like when they were up by like close to 20.
You didn't see like the banner or the trophy ceremony and no?
No, I don't. See, I wasn't a college sports fan as a kid. Like,
did your mother not love you?
Well, no, my parents went to Messiah College, and that's, for those of you that
they didn't
don't
love you, it's fine.
D3 Christian school, and their biggest sport is women's soccer. So I never had this need to watch college football and college basketball, because like you had the pros there that you would watch. I mean, we didn't really watch basketball as it was, 'cause the Sixers were terrible, but you know.
Hey, but they're Colin Cowherd, who was like they won't win 40 games, is now saying that they could go all the way to the conference finals.
Yeah,
it's nice to think about a team that I love the teams that come out of like Duke and North Carolina and teams like that, but like
not a
it's,
fan.
It's not. It's no. Nice to. Oh, I'm not a huge basketball fan by any means, but it's nice to see a team that'll have like don't even know which one of you said it. A team that'll probably come back. A team that'll stick there for 3-4 years. A team that will be a dynasty because they've built a culture where the players will stay.
Yeah. No, and it's hard, especially because now, there's the whole concept of they may not even have you go to the pros again. Mm-hmm. They might make it so that you can go right from high school.
Yeah.
And then, you're kind of at this weird, like, you have all these really talented guys that aren't even going to, play in college. They're just going to go right to it. So,
That's one of the ways, one of the things that sets Jay Wright apart from the guys like Coach K, Coach Williams, the Bobby Knights of the world, or I guess not Bobby Knights, but anyone can recruit, I think. I think that's a given. Anyone can recruit, 4-star, 5-star athletes, but it's what you do with them. If they're leaving after 1 year, okay, they're fine, they're good. But if you're able to keep them, 3, maybe 4 years, then I think that's something special that you have going on.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting, in my opinion. And I just want to point out that all of my brackets finished in, like, the 13th percentile.
Man.
Both of mine? Oh, actually, no, that's not true. I have three. I haven't seen the third one because it's on a different account. But my two that I have linked to my ESPN app are both in the 99th percentile. Because in both of them, I had Michigan and Villanova in the championship game. And actually, my tiebreaker scores weren't too far off.
If Will's like, hey, guys, I won a new car last night, yeah. I'd be like, get out.
No, I think for one of the games, one of them I had Nova winning 80-75, and the other I had them winning 80-70, which ended up not being too far off because it was 79-62.
I want to know how you picked Michigan to go to the national championship game.
I like Michigan.
Sorry, did you have Loyola Chicago going to the Final Four?
Yeah, I did. No, I didn't.
I hate the people that like say they had it picked. I'm like, no, you had like a fifth bracket that you were just like, oh, that'd be kind of fun. They go to the Final Four, and then you're like,
here's my upset bracket. Oh, I called it.
Like, yeah. No.
Let me give you guys a fun fact, and I don't know where they pull these stats out of, but like, it's fun. It's almost fun to watch the games just to see what the commentators will say, because I was watching it, and watching the game, and the guy just out of nowhere says, the Super Bowl's been going since what, 67?
Mm-hmm.
Since then, never in the history of the Super Bowl era have we had a team. From the same two teams from the same city winning the men's national championship in basketball and the Super Bowl.
Really?
This year was the first year.
Huh.
And I was like, where do you pull that stat out?
Yeah, actually, I did see that.
Because that's quite a stat. I mean,
I don't know if it's those two in particular or two championships in one season.
Yeah, it's the men's basketball and Super Bowl.
Oh.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could have. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, we talk about this with RMU sports, too, mm-hmm. So anything could happen.
Anything
could happen. The 76ers are somewhat decent. I mean,
What? Yeah, I mean they're fighting for a number three seed right now.
I mean they're decent. Philadelphia, the Phillies, you know, who knows about
the
them?
Phillies could be good, but of course
trust the process.
The first year you have players that can actually play baseball, and the manager can't manage baseball. But you know,
I mean,
you know what? Yeah,
you could have a good Philly year.
That's yeah.
Dude, you know what's impressive about the Sixers too, like. They've been missing guys. Like, Embiid's going to be out at least for the first couple games of the first round. They're on a 10-game winning streak still.
Was, Markel Fultz was on the 76ers, right?
Yeah, he finally came back and started playing and proceeded to injured Joel Embiid. So that was a bummer. But
I mean, this could be fun, right?
I mean, 76ers keep winning. They'll get the third seed. They go play the Wizards in the first round.
Which is funny because, well, I think it was...
John Wall finally came back, right?
Yeah. The last time they were in the playoffs, I think they played the Wizards in the first round, too, in 2013 or however long ago it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's got to be exciting. I mean, because, like, they look good, too. They're 46-30.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good record. I mean...
And it's over 500, so they're basically... Like, last year, the 8 seed in the East was a 500 team.
Yeah, this year it's going to be, it looks like Milwaukee's going to be the 8. They're 41-36 right now. A little bit better. There's a lot of parity between, like, the 3 and the 8. There's only 5 games that separate those. It's kind of like the Metro in hockey.
Well, hey, yeah, right now.
Penn's finally clinched. How far away are the Flyers? Because I know they're
now clinched.
They have a 99.5% chance of making it.
Yeah, they'd have to like lose out, and then Florida would have to like win out, and then yeah,
somebody else. Like, well, it's crazy because there's 3 points separating second place in the Metro Division and the second wild card spot.
Yep. All I'm saying is, Will, if I'm the Flyers here, it's just so tough. You wanna. The perfect scenario for the Flyers would be winning out, you know, because they could still technically get a home ice advantage in the first round. If they win out, Pens lose out. Blue Jackets only win the one against the Pens,
mm-hmm.
Which is possible.
Because it's hockey.
Oh,
because
it's hockey.
No, what, the Pens have 94. The Blue Jackets and the
Pens
Flyers
have 96. Blue Jackets and Flyers have 94. Devils have 93. And then, you know, the Capitals have 103. but
they already clinched the Metro.
They
though.
Clinched once they beat the Pens on Sunday, so because they jumped so far ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't really only need to. You have 4 games left. You're
3 games. Pens only have 2.
We have 3
games. Yeah.
Florida has 4. But I mean, you're still. I mean, even the Florida Panthers. Yeah, that's pretty much set. Columbus, Philadelphia, and New Jersey are all going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be the last.
Even if the Flyers lose out at this point, because there's only 3 games left at 6 points, they still have an 85% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean that's and New Jersey too. I mean they still have 3 games, but they're only, you know, 1 point behind. But that's all going to be seeding. Would you rather play the number 1 seed, Boston?
Maybe. So, I don't know how the Atlantic is looking, but I would honestly rather play the Caps or the Pens than I would want to play.
I would, if I were you, I would not want to play the Pens.
Flyers have always played well against the Pens in the playoffs, so that's
but
the thing.
I mean, they got swept for the first time since 2006. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible, but I'm saying if you're looking at how this matchup's fared and the fact that for some reason, even though the Penguins' penalty kill is not good, they haven't been able to score on it. Mm. They're 2-for-16 against the Pens on the power play.
I mean, their power play isn't that great overall.
But that's the thing, though, is, you know, again, that's how you beat the Penguins, mm-hmm. is you get them, because that's what anyone does, is you get them on the PK, or, you know, you hope that Murray's hurt, so you get like DeSmith in net. but here's the thing: is, you know, again, I don't see that happening. I think they'll beat the Blue Jackets. I think that the Blue Jackets, the only reason they are where they are is because they got hot, like,
earlier.
You know, the last 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna do what they always do and fizzle out in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think your ideal situation would be either being the 2 or the 3 in the Metro and playing the Blue Jackets and having the Pens be the wild card, because they would then have to go play the Caps, right? Mm-hmm. yeah, they'd have to go play the Caps. And
yeah, but we've seen how that's worked out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, but the way it looked, because, again, you know, it's the playoffs, anything can happen.
What was the final score, 3-1 or 2-1?
3-1. Mm. Grubauer looked really good. I mean, he was, like, standing on his head making saves. I really do think the Pens played a good game. They put a lot of shots on. There was just, I mean, Hornquist had a point blank, and somehow Grubauer made the save. I think that one's kind of fluky. I mean, I think that if you're going to do a Pens-Caps series, it's going to go 6 or 7 games, and it can go either way, because that's just always the way it's been.
And I think it really depends on which Braden Holtby shows.
Oh, 100%. And here's the thing. So, head coach for the Capitals, he's in the last year of his contract.
Really?
If they get knocked out in the first round...
Again?
Gone. Gone.
I'm surprised he hasn't... I mean, I know you have a team who's been historically good in the regular season, but I mean...
Yeah, like, how do you... I don't see a justification for firing a guy that has won 2 of the past 3 presidents.
But look at the Red Sox, you know, World Series in 2013, and they were really good most of those years, but John Farrell really couldn't get him past the first round after that, and they canned him. I mean, in hockey, man, there's so much turnaround in head coaches.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very few guys are safe. I really do think that they would think about going somewhere else because you have so much talent on that team.
Oh, well, I mean, at the end of his contract, yes, I agree. But yeah. I'm saying, like, with 2 or 3 years.
Oh, they wouldn't. They wouldn't know. And that's exactly the point. Is, you know, he's probably going to pull out all the stops because it's do or die for him, really. And you know, it's a really good team.
The President's Trophy or whatever. I mean, that's all fun and good. But what's the one trophy you want?
Exactly. Well, that's what Coach Sullivan said at the press conference, because they were like, how do you feel? Like, does it sting not to win the division? And he was like, no. He's like, I mean, would I like to win the division? Yeah, but what's the one thing everyone's going for with the Stanley Cup? You know, as long as you get there, it doesn't matter.
WC2, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Second wild card spot. And you can, I mean, I think in 2010 when the Flyers went to the finals, they were in the second wild card spot.
Yeah. LA Kings did it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that was the year the Flyers beat the Rangers in a shootout to pass them and get that second wild card spot.
Real talk, though, big win was the Flyers beating the Bruins. I know it was OT.
Yeah. Oh.
But, man, Bruins got that point with 3 seconds left.
That was the most frustrating minute of hockey, followed by 3 minutes of frustrating overtime. And then the most beautiful thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Konechny's goal was really good.
Scary.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, man, the Metro's going to be exciting to watch in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I think I love when divisions are close like this. I think it's exciting. I think it brings new life.
Oh, it makes for good, I mean, TV. It makes for good hockey overall. It makes the playoffs exciting because you really don't know. Like usually, you know, especially like with the exception being UMBC this year, when you look at like the NCAA tournament, you go, okay, the number one seed is most likely going to beat the 16.
Yeah, now you can't say that with
100% certainty, but.
I mean, we've never actually been able to say with 100% certainty, but, like, I promise you it probably won't happen again for another 20 years.
Yeah. But you get what I'm saying. Like, there's kind of like that, well, yeah, that's supposed to happen type of thing. Whereas with, you know, teams that are this good, it's kind of like the seeding is just to figure out who you're playing. It's not having that... whatever seed you are doesn't determine if you're really better than the team next to you. It just so happens like, oh, this team has one more overtime loss than we do, so they were ranked higher than us in the standings. Like it's little superficial like stuff like that. That it's not an overwhelming favorite by any team.
Here's something crazy too. All right. So, you know, like the Flyers are in contention for that second spot in the Metro. Mm-hmm. In November, they went winless in 10
straight.
Yeah,
they had a 10-game losing streak.
Technically not losing because it was winless because they had overtime losses.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Just technically. It's a big deal. All right, that's all I got. But, yeah, no, it's just like I think that's crazy to me how much parity there is in hockey because, I mean, they went and they turned it around. And, I mean, you see it in their record. There's so many, like, shootout and overtime losses. And they finally just started winning the close games. And, man, they're so streaky. This is crazy. Looking at their schedule, it's like, win 7 in a row. Lose 5 in a row. Like,
There was a running joke that Ron Hextall was going to suit up to be the Flyers' backup goaltender for a while. Because there's been, like, 8 different guys so far.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Brian Elliott was supposed to be back this week, and I haven't heard anything about him, so I'm assuming...
It? Lion is not good. Lion is really bad.
Can someone explain to me what happened? I think it was in Chicago with this emergency backup.
Oh, yeah. So, like, every team has an emergency backup. Mm-hmm. Like, some guy they just kind of have, just in case.
How do you try out
Well, no, you
position?
Don't. It's they just... They can ask you.
Yeah.
Like, it might have been the Flyers, actually. Yeah, it was. They got a guy that was in Philly and had just graduated from Temple and played as the starting goaltender on their club hockey team. So they, like, they've done it before. An equipment manager for, I think, the Blues was one for one time.
How many goalies does a team suit up? 3?
2.
So both goalies for the Blackhawks got injured and this guy came in? Is that what happened?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically it's just some guy that you kind of have in place that you're like, look, like if worst comes to worst, we're going to call you. So
kind of like the designated survivor. You guys watch that show?
No. Wow.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The rule.
Not really.
Okay.
Because, like, it's not... I don't think it's anybody that they, like, have specifically.
It just goes game to game.
Yeah, because it could happen where you're on the road and you need somebody and you can sign somebody.
Okay.
Because it just so happened with the guy from Temple that they were in Philly when it happened. But, yeah, it's, like, usually it'll happen when you're – it's, like, the game after one of them goes down and your AHL team is – either you're on the road or they're on the road, and your call-up can't make it to the game before it starts. So you have somebody that sits there and you pray that your guy doesn't get hurt, which didn't happen. I didn't know what happened with the Blackhawks. I just saw he had 7 saves.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, when was the last – who was the last team you played in college hockey?
RMU.
That's right, baby. That's right, Robert Morris.
That guy that came in.
Yeah, he played for Western Michigan. His final game before that was playing against Robert Morris in 2005.
And he gave up what? It was either 3 or 4 goals on like 8 shots.
So what you're telling me is that Robert Morris is better than the Winnipeg Jets.
Yes, that's what I'm telling. By the transitive property.
Established. Done. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. What a ride. But yeah, I mean, imagine that. This is a 36-year-old accountant. He's probably just like, yeah, like, I'll be the emergency goalie, and then
why not? Yeah.
You're getting a call, and they're like, "Yo, Scott,
probably gets tickets for his kids." You know, it's
yeah.
I
forget what all you get for it. You get to keep the jersey,
yeah, which is so cool.
Yeah, like you have an actual. Can you imagine saying that? I have an actual.
I was on the Blackhawks for a day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. No, like that'd be.
I forget how much they get paid. It's like. Some minuscule amount, but
they don't actually do it to get paid.
No, they actually like pay you for it.
Yeah,
I mean that's just that added bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what if you rolled out with like $10,000 for like a night? You were like, all right, like,
all right, yeah,
we're going out tonight, guys. The casinos, woo!
I'll learn how to play a goalie for that.
There we go. We're gonna get. You know what? That's what we're gonna do. Sam's gonna have the song for Thursday's episode.
I think
for next Tuesday he'll be trained as a goalkeeper.
Yes. I played goalkeeper in soccer for a long time.
I feel like those are two very different like styles of goaltending.
You don't really have to jump.
The net's like 7 times as big as soccer.
You have to have a hand-eye coordination. You know,
good reaction time.
Reaction time. The speed off the
You have to not be afraid to get hit with a flying disc of rubber.
What do you call that? Speed off the jump.
Like, oh, dude, I don't know. Well, here's my question to you. Have you ever been on skates?
I have.
How good are you at skating?
No, I'm not good. I can
confirm. Can you, like...
Me?
No, I said I'm not good.
Can we can we get you doing that butterfly goalkeeping? Like, then you just gotta, like, have your knees on the ground and, like, stick it out.
I've never
hope they don't pull you.
I've never tried the butterfly... Skating. I mean, I'm decent skating. I can't skate backwards, but like,
He's fine. He's got this. We're going to put him in.
Honestly. Did you know, I mean, you probably knew this, but Sam Ferentz, you don't, well, you probably won't. Goalie skates are actually different from
forward and
defenseman. They're angled more so that it's easier to drop down. Yeah, that's why they don't skate very fast.
Fun fact, Will.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, my dad. Will. My dad told me that. I didn't know if you. Ooh. I figured you were, you know, a New Englander.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. No, yeah, man. And I don't know how they change it, but yeah, it's like it's easier for like to have your knees inward when you have those ones on. And it helps them when they're crouched down like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Interesting stuff here. Fun facts.
You know, I do appreciate the fun facts. Yes.
I have a question about Robin Moore's sports, Sam Anthony. This one's to you.
Oh, dude, I got it.
Okay, first off, what is going through Deshaun Burke's mind, and where is he transferring to?
Dude, somewhere better. Honestly, like, he got snubbed as NEC second all team. That player, that guy is much better. He should have been NEC defensive player of the year. You know what? Part of me thinks that part of the agreement with Tool is that he's like, look, if you get good, like, go wherever you want, mm-hmm. which I don't think is a bad. It's like recruiting these guys saying, like, hey, like, if you want to go into the draft after 1 year, I get it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he did talk about that in an article, I think it came out, like, our freshman year about.
Yeah, sophomore year. It was last year.
It was last year? Okay. About how these, like, mid-major schools are in the same boat as the big schools, it's just down a level.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of you coming in, playing a year, and going to the draft, you come in, play a year, and go to, like, a Clemson or Kentucky or, you know, what have you, and mm-hmm. then to the draft.
Yeah.
Where do you see do you see anywhere that where he would make a good fit? Like, do you know?
I don't know personally. I mean, I think he's going to make a move similar to Isaiah Still. I think he's better than Isaiah Still.
I do too.
I could see him going to like an A-10 school.
Yeah.
Like that level. Like higher mid-major, one that's, you know, if they make the tourney, he's going to be a 10 or an 11 seed.
Is he going to play? Like,
I think he could contribute. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's not going to play next year. He's going to have to sit out a year. Mm-hmm. As is tradition. But I think it was a good move for him. I don't know what went on with Leandre. I knew he was sitting out. Yes. Okay. So the statement was that Leandre quit the team and then wanted to be back on the team. And the team was like, no, we don't want you anymore. Like, you quit. Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, is fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, that's a tricky situation that I don't want to make comments on for things that I don't know more about.
Mm. Do you know if he's, like, gone somewhere else?
He's definitely going to go somewhere else. He's not on campus now. Okay. I know that for a fact. But, I mean, he's a good player, too. I wouldn't call him, you know, Deshaun Burke good. And I think it's going to hurt him the way things went down with this team. You know, teams that are going to be like, look, like, are you going to be committed to us? You know, or are you just going to quit if you don't like your minutes? So it'll be interesting to see if he gets another Division I offer. I can't imagine him going anywhere really bigger than the NEC.
I know. It was interesting because, like, he was good. I mean, yeah. He was getting minutes. And then, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. Until basketball season started, like, I only saw him once or twice, and I thought he was a high schooler touring.
Hey, man, but he's part of the Jelly Fam, dude.
Do you have an update on Kobe Thomas?
He's not going anywhere, dude.
He's not?
Yeah, okay, I really don't think Kobe Thomas. I mean, technically he still could, but if he isn't announced at this point, I really don't think he's going anywhere.
So let's look at who's coming back. You have Kobe.
You have a majority, I think.
Well, and you know who's going to take Deshaun's place, which is who's going to be better than Deshaun?
Josh Williams.
Josh Williams.
So you have Josh Williams, John Williams, Matty McConnell, Kobe Thomas.
That's you need a big man, but I mean, that's kind of playing.
Atembior.
Oh, yeah. Atembior.
The recruit New Mexico Military Institute. He's from Australia.
But isn't he not tall?
He's 6'7.
Oh. But I mean, that's not.
For us, that's pretty big, though.
That's true.
I mean, so RMU's never going to recruit size because size without talent is still going to get to more elite schools, unless it's Braden Burke.
Oh my gosh, he's eligible to play this year for Michigan State.
He will never play for Michigan State. Man will not see a minute.
He's a center because he grew 6 inches his senior year of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. He just gets a muscle mass and then maybe, but yeah. I mean, I wasn't that broken up to see him leave.
Who knows? Maybe Braden Burke this season went out, bulked up, got his athleticism back, and it's going to be like a first-round draft pick.
That'd be cool.
No, I hate Braden Burke.
That'd be cool.
I'm
a fan.
Stated my dislike.
That's all right. That's how I feel about Isaiah Still. I hope Isaiah Still shoots
over. Did he play this year?
No, he sat out.
So this next year, too.
No, I did go to a University of Rhode Island versus Iona game at URI just to yell at Isaiah Still.
Was he there?
Yes, he was on the bench.
He travels?
Huh? Yeah, I mean.
Hey, he's the best player in the world, man. I mean, he's going to travel.
I mean, you also have to realize there's, what, like, 12 players on a roster sometimes? Like,
that's true.
They probably just take everyone.
Yeah.
Seth travels.
Seth plays now.
Seth's going to
play next Seth gets, like, 3 minutes every once in a while.
Seth's going to play next year.
Seth hit a three in the playoffs, and then Coach Tool sat him down and said, never do that again.
He was like, okay, you did good this time, but never do that
again. He's like, no.
We're going to end you on a high note.
Yeah, get out.
I miss Seth. For those of you that don't know, we all lived with Seth freshman year.
Seth is an amazing person.
Yeah. Is he still in honors?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Seth is the...
All right, you're not in honors.
Seth is the guy that will... You won't know him. You wouldn't think he would help you out, but he'll help you out.
Yeah, he'll be the nicest person ever. He's also an engineer.
He's an ex-Billy Giles.
Which is different for...
That'd be a fun story to do on Seth Rouse.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Hmm. Are you allowed to comment on former Army players?
I don't know. Why?
I'm just going to make a statement.
Okay.
So, because I was going on Cole Blake's Twitter, because I wanted to see where he transferred to. And I realized he tweeted out saying, check out my man, at Eldon Anu, best gunner in all of NCAA. And then Eldon tweets, thank you, fam. Matthew Slater, number 18, gotta watch out. I'm coming.
Next topic. Move on. Please, just move on.
It's just, come on. Best gunner in all of NCAA. The next dude, come on. Oh, that hurts me. Sorry. I just saw it and it just
Do we have a button from that show where he goes, come on, man? Can we get that button?
We need
button?
A soundboard.
Dude, I'll talk to Malik, see what we can afford here in the radio room. Yeah. Malik Johnson, if you for some reason listened to 40 minutes of this, soundboard, please. But I really doubt he powered through 40 minutes of it, especially after how many episodes we've had. So,
quite a few now. We're almost through an entire year.
I know, guys. We're coming back next year, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes, dude. All right. Nobody's graduating early, right?
On our last show, play closing time or something? Or?
I mean, I usually do play closing time every once in a while. I might toss it in again today. But we'll play it throughout the whole episode. It's just going to be on repeat. Closing time. Time for you to go home. But yeah.
I think we should actually script our last show just because, you know, we come in and go off the wall.
You mean actually try?
Yeah, actually try for the last show.
Dude, what? No. I like my limited effort. I roll out of bed at like right before. It's great, dude. I don't know what you're missing out on, but it's fine. Who hurt you?
What exciting RMU sports do we have left?
Men's lacrosse.
Are they still ranked?
They're number 19.
Who did they lose to?
Bryant. They haven't beat Bryant since 2012.
Was it at Bryant?
No, it was here. It was here. Friday Night Lights, baby.
Was it a close game?
Yeah, it was. It was a close game. I forget the exact score, but I followed it. It was a really close game.
Softball got moved. They're not playing tomorrow anymore.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to downpour. Yeah. So
we might get storms tonight like that.
Yeah.
Good first thunderstorm. April showers bring May flowers.
That's all right. Maybe softball can, like, regroup going into conference play. So
They have a game on Saturday. Big sports day for things you don't normally think about here at RMU. You have softball. Women's track, but they're in North Carolina.
Yeah, hey man, Saturday, Fairloff Dickinson here in Moon. The Knights.
Hey, there's an important non-RMU event going on this weekend. I forgot about. I didn't forget about, but in the last 5 minutes, I forgot about. The Masters are this weekend.
Oh, dude.
We talk about that.
We got 4 minutes. It's all you. Oh, but can I make one statement first?
Yes.
Tiger Woods is not back. Thoughts. Hot take.
Why would you? Previously, the highest ranked individual to win the Masters mm-hmm. was at 69th, world ranking 69th. And I don't know who that was offhand.
You mean the lowest?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I got you. 69th.
Tiger Woods is ranked 103.
He's keep not going to win. He's not back.
He started the year Masters. At, what,
this song's
six,
dedicated
655?
To Tiger Woods because his time's over. He's close, dude.
Tiger Woods,
I think
30-foot birdie putt to win on 18
Tiger
on
Woods.
Sunday. Over
he's not a good
Justin
golfer.
Rose.
He's
really? Who's the is Justin Rose overall number one right now?
I don't know where Justin Rose
it's
is.
Not DJ.
Out of Justin Rose's past 13.
He will
13,
not win the Masters.
I'm trying to talk, dude. I'm trying
I'm
to
singing a song, dude.
Dude, come on. I'm giving fun stats here.
I
know
he's
not going to win the Masters.
Out of his
I don't think he's going to win, but it's interesting
13,
to listen to.
last 13 appearances, Justin Rose has, I believe, and you can kind of quote me on this. I know for sure 3 wins, I think 8 top fives, 10 top tens, and the rest are, you know, he hasn't missed a cut in his last 13 appearances. So, I mean, you're talking about a favorite going in. I'd say Justin Rose.
I like that. I can get behind Justin Rose.
Jordan Spieth is always a favorite. Tiger Woods, you know, I think that's.
Whatever happened to Rory McIlroy?
He had back surgery. He's come back. Back surgery last year. He's coming back. He's slowly working his way back in. I think he could. I mean, him and DJ, you know, they're always good. They're always highly sought after. But I mean, I don't know. I'm not on their train anymore. They're, as far as I'm concerned, they're washed out.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know who's always around that I love? Phil Mickelson.
Oh yeah. I mean,
big Phil fan.
I'd say top 5 people I'd want to win.
Sergio with the repeat. Let's go.
Sergio at 5, Phil at 4.
Phil's in third, ranked number 3 in the world right now.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing decent.
Yeah, he finally got
his. Bubba Watson's ranked 2?
Yeah, Bubba Watson's just.
I love Bubba, dude. With his hover golf cart. Oh,
oh my gosh. I mean, Justin Jordan. I want Tiger to win. I want him to win and then quit.
I don't. I'm done. I'm over Tiger Woods. I'm over Tiger Woods. He's done. Washed up. If Tiger Woods is listening to this, you're washed up. You can't do it.
Who's that kid last year that from South Korea that like exploded?
Oh, I don't even know his name, but
he hasn't done much since then, which kind of makes me.
I'll tell you what. The one event I want to attend before I die, and I will know I'll never attend it, is the Champions Dinner. The Champions Dinner held every Tuesday, the Tuesday night before the Masters.
Sam, we'll get you in. It'll be like Wedding Crashers.
Oh, no, so it's tonight.
Yeah, it's
let's
tonight.
Let's find it.
So Augusta, let's go.
It's at Augusta, and the
if we leave right now, we'll make it.
The champion hosts it every year. So this year, you know, it's probably going to be a lot of Spanish foods.
Nice, dude. But ooh, I could be in for that.
The only people that attend it are, you know, Masters champions and previous Masters champions, Ben Crenshaw and who is the MC for the event, and the chairman of Augusta and Augusta and the Masters Club.
There we go. Okay.
And
Sergio hasn't won much this year.
No.
Dude, Sergio usually doesn't win much. He usually just kind of rolls
in. You know who I'd love to see win, I know will never happen, is Matt Kuchar. I've been waiting for Matt Kuchar to do well.
I could get behind that.
I mean, ask me how I'm doing the next show because that'll be the first day of the Masters and we'll just see how I'm feeling.
Oh, it'll be the morning of it. Yeah, because it won't. When does it?
Oh,
you know when the first?
I mean, it'll start probably 8:30. I mean, yeah. We'll have an early start.
Streaming it all day.
You and the whole golf team.
I'm glad I only have one class on Thursday.
Well, on that note, we're out of time here on Will Sam and Sam in the Morning. My name's Sam Anthony. Big fan of Mrs. Ference. Not a big fan of Tiger Woods. I'm signing off.
This is Sam Ference Actuary signing off. You know what? Tiger Woods, you have a special place in my heart, but you don't have as special a place as Mrs. Ference. Love you, Mom. Go Colonials.
This is Will Camilleri signing off. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Villanova Wildcats are 20 minutes from my house, and they won another championship. Go Birds. Go Colonials. Rain, rain, go away.
Please come back another day.
Please don't come back another day.
I just want sunny 60-degree weather.
It's going to get there.
Especially
it's
during spring ball.
Oh, it's going to get there, dude. Just believe. All right, just believe. Everyone. All right. On that note, we're going to play Closing Time one more time.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing.